10 out of 10, right?
I'm going in. I was ready about 10 out of 10.
Already posted 10 out of 10.
If he has a guest feature on a song, that song is going to go number one, and that artist is going to go up.
You know, I'm not really into stand-up.
I didn't want to say it.
About to get jumped.
This is out. We're done. Yeah.
All right. I would not be in. Let's do the intro, because I know we said we ain't gonna do no intro, but I do feel like a lot of people.
Yeah, kind of confused us.
It confused me for sure. I know, Joe.
Doing what y'all said.
But
doing what y'all asked.
Intro, yeah. Fed. Lyrical.
Mixtape murder. Kid.
There we go. All right, Joey Crack. Okay, hold let's on. Get it in.
Take a sip.
Go for it.
Oh. Good. All right, guys. Welcome back to TFTI. We are back. We have it's a lovely day outside. It was raining today. Now it's sunny. Oh, fuck, it's Friday, though. Well, today when we're recording on Tuesday, yeah. It was raining this morning like a motherfucker.
Remember how bad it was raining the other day?
Streets were flooding. Now it's very sunny outside, and it's hot, and it looks good day for a walk now.
It is nice, though.
Yeah, it's a good day. I woke up, saw it. Anyway, yeah, so we're back with episode 50. We have reached the 50th mark, halfway to 100, and hopefully we're still around for 100.
And this is actually, well, on Tuesday, the day we're recording is the day last year we dropped the first episode.
Really?
So yeah, so it's the first episode was dropped on this date, not the day Tuesday, but it was on a Friday.
Hey,
yeah, but
it's good info. It's a good info.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna start in the back today on the Fed cam. Fed, what are you doing back there?
Just go ahead, Fed. Just tell us. She doesn't have a mic today. The mic malfunctioned.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's good. She says she's doing good.
All right, cool. We'll talk
about Drake for you. Don't worry. We got you.
Oh, man. You should.
Oh, yeah.
Fed, you need to come over here and get on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Fed, don't be afraid to defend your man.
Don't
Stop
worry.
It.
You will,
yeah,
Fed.
Because that's.
All right.
It's important.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one.
All right. And right in front of me, we have Lyrical in the building. Lyrical's in the building.
That
he brought
correct.
Some drinks. His wife made some a mixed alcohol drink.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is, but it's great.
Strawberries, lime.
Yeah, it's great.
Alcohol.
It is delicious. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we have Jesus right next to me. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm
in
doing
the
swell
house,
today.
In the house. I don't know what that is. It's like a Beatles shirt or something?
It's like the Beatles, but it's Stanley Kubrick's movie. So that's from Space Odyssey. That's from Clockwork Orange. That's from Barry Lyndon. And that's from The Shining.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Like it.
Right here. Almost all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have a special guest in the house
Yes,
today.
Sir, we do.
What do you like to go by? Jay Quick or Jacob?
It doesn't matter, but a lot of people call me Jay Quick. So I just want to thank you all for having me in here. I've been watching since the very first episode.
Oh.
And I mean, it's awesome. Seeing the growth, seeing all your subscribers go up.
Gracias.
So congratulations to all y'all for
Thank you.
And, but before we continue, though, I brought a few gifts just because I felt like if I was going to come in here and do this, I had to give back to y'all, you know, just because.
Wow. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel.
So.
Yeah, I know.
We now, I noticed. I noticed.
What?
I said, this
yeah.
Put
is
his
the mic
different?
Yeah.
Oh,
I noticed.
It wasn't facing to
I noticed you like Batman, right?
I do.
So.
Oh, you noticed that? No,
I wonder how.
But I noticed you don't have a Christian Bale back there.
I don't.
So,
wow.
And this is all stuff from like my personal collection.
Like,
yeah. So.
Oh, damn.
No shit.
This is for you, man.
Oh, snap.
This is from 2013, I think, or 2000, somewhere around there. That's for you, man.
Dude, I really appreciate that. That's fucking dope.
Fucking gives us
yeah, man, for sure. No problem.
Here's some bazooka.
And here's the receipt from that.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that. Shit's dope.
And then for Lyrical, because I couldn't forget Lyrical. A couple weeks ago, you wore a shirt that had Rick on it, right? And I commented, I think I really like the shirt. Mm-hmm. So I brought you this.
I seen it.
I am a pretty big Rick and Morty
get
fan.
Get this out of here.
That's Hold a gun. He's like, whoa, you threw me out of the loop.
Oh, damn.
Hey, yo.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
nice,
man, sure.
Boy.
That's badass. Rich shit. I've seen this, and it was just like, man.
And then for Joe.
Ah, shit.
And then for Joe, I know you like The Rock. I know you talk about The Rock a lot, man. I brought you this. This is a documentary. A documentary about The Rock in his career.
Nice.
So that's for y'all. I was gonna bring you something from Costco, but I totally forgot. So I owe you that for sure.
Like, Lyrical Joe Jesus. Yeah, that's everybody. Gio's Jesse. That's everybody.
I was gonna bring you a cash card to buy a slice of pizza.
Oh,
but I forgot. I totally forgot. I'm sorry.
I really liked it.
But yeah, thank you all for
having me
on here. This is amazing.
No, thank you, brother. Thank you, really appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We always give our guests a round of applause. We didn't give them a round of applause yet. So can we give them a round of applause for our guests?
Thank
Jay
you.
Quick today.
Jay Quick, thank you for coming through, bro.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an awesome show. Thank you, sir. Maybe. We're not stealth today. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
We may have just peaked.
Yeah, we may have just peaked at this exact moment. All right. Well, before we actually do get started, Jacob, for everybody who doesn't know Jacob, I actually knew Jacob a while ago, but he also does vlogs, a lot of vlogs. And then he used to rap. So that's how I met Jacob years ago from rapping. Me and Joe met him that way.
It's true.
And then we kind of, we grew this dumb beef for a little bit, just this rap beef for a little bit. But then we grew into friends throughout the years.
I mean, y'all just beef with everybody.
A little bit. Yeah, our brother Brian, we beefed. And then Jacob, we beefed. First of all, I would like to say that I was brought into the beef. I didn't beef with Jacob. I was just, this guy's a cool guy. And then all of a sudden I hear a song with me and I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're beefing now. I was like, all right. But no, and then we became friends, which is cool.
This
and then we worked together for a little
bit. It's
just
squash beef.
It's just squash and beef. Right. Yeah, yeah. I got a few other guys coming in next week. Now squashing some more beef. But no, yeah, that's how I met. And then you do vlogs now.
That's right.
Which is dope. And I actually watched your vlogs from the beginning because I remember me and Victor would watch. It was the first one I ever watched was whenever your wife now was graduating.
Oh, dang.
That long ago. Dang, yeah. Yeah. That long.
Years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And I don't know how long y'all were dating by that time, but I do remember. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And you were vlogging that.
That's awesome. I appreciate that.
Now you're up vlogging still, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Try to be consistent. I mean, it's hard sometimes because I feel like I'm just making stuff up on the fly. But for me, making the videos and stuff like that, it's just kind of like capturing a moment in time. Because then I go back and I'm like, oh, look at that toy I found or something like that. Which I think is pretty cool, but that's mainly why I do it.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Just for the fun.
Yeah.
Do you get embarrassed when you're out vlogging, like when you're out at like a Target and you're like recording yourself talking? Does that not like bother
you? I used to. Like, but when I stopped like 2 years ago, I did. I wouldn't even talk when I was filming. I would just film what I was seeing. But then when I came back, I felt like I don't know. I felt like more outgoing, I guess. Yeah, I just don't really care anymore. Everyone's doing it anyways.
Yeah.
I
mean, that is true. It's like, it's not even
people,
like
I've seen people doing like TikToks and stuff inside Target. It's like, come on.
It's a normal thing now.
Yeah.
See, and I've never seen anybody doing anything like
me either.
Like in public.
I've seen people record, but I haven't seen people do TikToks. But I've seen people record. Like I was on a video.
His name is Chris Campbell. He's from Dallas. That white dude.
That
in Target,
white dude. Yeah.
Yeah. He's making a video. See Asus just walking in the background, like in a tank top and shit.
Guess where I was at walking.
Target.
Yeah.
No, Target.
He's in a tank top.
I had a random this guy who owns a barbershop downtown send me a message, and he's like, "Hey, is this you?" But you know on Facebook when you get those messages like, hey, is this you? You're like, this is spam. I'm not going to open this. But when he sent it, he said, hey, this is you. And I saw the thumbnail, but I went away.
Some naked picture.
But I saw my face. And then I saw that it was real. And then like 5 minutes later, I went back. I was like, this is like a real video. So I clicked on it and it was a prank video. And I was like, well, I know this guy really good. Like the guy who sent it to me, I was like, we're pretty cool. So I just looked through the whole video and then I see myself at one point. He's like pranking this, talking something to this Target employee. And you just see, bro, I'm like 320 pounds, like huge. You see me walk from the corner and then just walk straight forward. And he tried to say something to me and then I just turn around. And I was like, what the fuck? And it had like 3 million views.
Dang.
Yeah. Random fucking video just sent to me.
You need to post that.
Yeah, I'll show it on the podcast.
Yeah, this girl from my job, because I work at Costco, but she got pranked in the parking lot by somebody who also has like millions and millions of subscribers.
Really?
And the guy was like telling her, she was pushing carts, and he was like telling her, can I come stay at your house? Like he was acting like somebody else. It was really funny, but she had no idea. He never even told her that it was a prank.
I was say, was that a video ever posted or anything?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Oh, nice. Yeah,
man, that's crazy. I always wondered, like, do they like when the camera's off, like clarify, like, hey, this was just a joke? Mm-hmm. But
legally, they have to. They have to get you on camera saying like you're okay with being on camera. Because you see the ones that are blurred out, it's because they said no. But if you're on video saying like, am I cool to use you? And they say, yeah, you can legally use them. So I'm guessing they have to because they have to verify and shit. But yeah. All right. That was pretty cool.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the podcast, guys. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess let's go into we told everybody last week to watch The Army of the Dead. I don't know if everybody did go watch it, but I know I did. Joe did.
Larry did.
Fed did. And Jay Quick said that he did as well.
I did.
Now, that's obviously. Correct. Before anybody, y'all guys obviously know that. Going in, I was already like, I'm going to
10 out of 10, right?
I was already like 10 out of 10.
Already posted 10 out of 10.
First went in, I was like 10 out of 10. This is a Zack Snyder film. I don't give a fuck. Like, I support Zack Snyder. But I watched the movie, when I finished watching the movie, I thought it was pretty good, but I didn't love it. I was kind of like, I don't know if I love this movie.
Spoilers, maybe.
Yeah, spoilers, actually. I didn't know if I loved it. I don't know why. I was just kind of like, it was good, but I don't know if, again, like, I loved it.
People that don't know.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The story about the movie. What is the movie about?
I know. I'm sorry, Joe. You told me about that, and I forgot to explain it.
Because I was about to stop you, too.
Like, you should have. Yeah, stop me.
I was waiting for you to get to a certain, like, a little stop.
So the Army of the Dead is a zombie movie by Zack Snyder. And basically, it's just like a regular zombie movie like this. It's not, well, not, there's no virus or something. It's like this one, like, patient zero, I guess. Like, I guess how it shows you. It's like patient zero, and then he gets loose and goes into Las Vegas and then, like, terrorizes Las Vegas. And then you see zombies coming out. But in the movie, what happens is they're able to, like, quarantine Vegas and, like, border it. So, like, there's this a huge border around Las Vegas so they can't, so the virus, well, not the virus, but the zombies don't get out. So then, I guess, it doesn't tell you when, but, like, years later, there's like a team that somebody hired.
3 years later, right?
Was it a few years later?
I said, like, I think so.
It looked like it was a few years later.
They did say
that. Yeah, it must have been a few years later. It had to be
weeks or months. Yeah. So then one of the guys, which is played by Scorpion.
Yeah, I was about to say, did y'all realize that was Scorpion?
I did, yeah. He puts this plan together to get $200 million from his vault in Vegas. And even when I heard that, I was kind of like, even though this is a movie, this $200 million isn't a lot. Like, when you're talking in the movie and you're talking about a casino and going under, like, that's $200 true. Million is not a lot. So I was already kind of like, I don't really know if they're going in for those $200 million. But essentially, that's what it is. It's a heist zombie movie. They're trying to get $200 million. That's like the basic plot of the movie. And obviously, there's more and more that happens throughout the movie or more that I can explain to you guys.
There's more story.
Yeah. But that's just like the basic little plot. And then, like I said, all these things start to happen. But yeah, to go back to that, after that night, I went to sleep and woke up saying, like, I woke up thinking about the movie a lot and starting to think about the
you're thinking about it because you're having nightmares, or you're just thinking about it?
Well, I'd rather not say. No, because I really liked it. I woke up going like, damn, that was a badass movie. Like, I want to watch it again. Like, I thought it was badass. So I was like, I need to watch it again to see if it was really badass or there was just some badass moments in the movie. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to watch it the second time, like, that's when I loved it. The second time was when I was like, okay, it's real. I think it's a good movie. Like, I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. And then I saw so many things that I missed on the first run watching it that made me like it even more. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, there's much more going on in the movie than I actually thought. So, overall, I really, really enjoyed the movie a lot. And I'll go more into details, but I want to know what you guys thought about it.
Jay Quick.
Me?
What do you think, Jay Quick?
I didn't watch it.
Dawn of the Dead, right?
Oh, he did direct Dawn of the Dead, too. So, yeah.
The remake one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought it was pretty good. But I narrowed it down to three things. I narrowed it down to three things that I didn't like, that I really just didn't like. The first one, mainly, was the way the movie was filmed. Like, the camera effects he was using.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of this stuff looked weird. I know they had to digitally put the actors in there.
Or something like that?
I read about that. But just a lot of the shots would seem, like, really blurry or something like that. And then the second thing, it may be just me, but I don't think Batista's a very good actor. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. A lot of he seemed like he was just whispering the whole time. It sounded like he was mumbling the whole time.
Yeah, he was a little bit. I'll give you that.
And the third thing that just really put me off was the relationship with him and his daughter. Like, I just felt like it was forced. Like, why couldn't it just been the group going in there trying to get?
Yeah, I feel like the daughter was added. A little bit. The camera part, Zack Snyder was the main DP on it. So he was the director of photography. So he actually grabbed the camera and was like, I'm going to shoot. So a lot of it was Zack Snyder's personal look. So if you see some of the zombies, like the personal close-up like shots, it looks like the nightmare sequence on Batman, on Justice League with Joker.
Yeah, because it seemed like everybody was kind of like glowing around him. Yeah.
He said he did that on purpose because he wanted to get like a... He wanted to give himself a certain look, like, as a filmmaker and, like, as a DP and stuff. So, that's why. But he also knew, like, I don't think a lot of people are going to love it, but there will be people who like it, people who don't. So, he kind of expected that going in. Mm-hmm. I will say there was some parts that kept bothering me because it was too much of a personal, stuff when I wanted a wider shot of some things. But, again, like, he's a director. He wanted to do it that way. And I was like, all right.
But it was good. It was really entertaining. And, spoiler, but the tiger... zombie. That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
What'd y'all think?
Lyrical?
I liked it. I was going to say that I was actually surprised, I think, by his acting. Because everything else, like, he kind of plays like that big dumb guy and everything. And that's like his thing. But like, especially the scene with his wife. Like, I thought he did good in that one.
Yeah.
Talking about and the flashback?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
like, that whenever that was happening, then it was like, all right, well, you know, he's not too bad. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think it was just more like I was impressed by that scene. But, yeah, I get what you're saying on that. But, I don't know. I like the characters. I liked how there was, like, a pretty big, like, Hispanic presence in it.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
for sure.
And, like, I really liked the, what was the... The blonde guy, Guzman or whatever. Yeah, that was like my favorite character. Yeah,
he was dope.
Yeah.
Nah, Chambers was mine. She kicked ass.
Which one was that?
Yeah, the first, that's the other first thing. One that got.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
When they were grabbing her at the end before she, spoiler, died.
Yeah.
Why wasn't anybody helping her? They were just all running away.
I did.
So we're out of here, man.
That was the part that frustrated me because I was like, Guzman's the only one. Like, come on. Like, you know, everybody just kind of like, fuck
Batista's
it.
Like, yeah. I'm out of here, man.
Fuck it. She's done. Like, I was like, fuck, man. Yeah, I agree on that. I agree. They did kind of leave her hanging right there for sure.
Yeah.
But she was dope, though.
And what happened to the girl that, like, that the daughter was trying to save? Like, what happened to her?
I think she died.
I'm guessing she died because they didn't show her dead. But there was the second time I watched it, when she looked and the pilot was dead, she looked over, and that's when she kind of made that little face. So I'm guessing she looked at that because I was noticing the first time I was like, I didn't even get to see, like, how she died or the body.
Yeah, it didn't show. And it was like all this shit was for her. Yeah. And then it was like, so what? Like, what happened? Zach couldn't have got in there with the camera and like showed us what the hell was going on.
Just a little close up?
Yeah, like something.
No, I agree. That was one thing too. But I'm guessing, like I said, that's the second watch, that part I noticed.
And the whole time I was thinking, because Christina told me that Chris D'Elia was originally supposed to be the helicopter pilot. Yes.
Really?
Then I couldn't help but like keep on thinking, like, man, I wish I could have seen how he would have played that. Yeah.
Would you want to see him play it though?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to.
I think he could have done pretty good because that lady's a comedian also.
Yeah,
and she did good.
Yeah,
obviously I didn't know that.
Yeah,
she did good, but again, like Lyrical said, like the fact that like in my mind too, I was like, Chris D'Elia should have been here. Like I kept thinking of like Chris saying these lines and how he would have said
yeah
it.
Then
and
I just like, kept like I wonder how he would have said
yeah
that. I wonder how he would have did that. Mm-hmm. I wonder. Then it kind of messed it up and it took away from her, I guess,
a little
knowing
bit.
That but yeah, it would have been pretty cool.
She did good still though, but yeah I agree. They had to, whenever the whole allegation with Chris D'Elia came out, they had to reshoot his thing, but they couldn't reshoot the whole movie. The movie was done, like Snyder said, the movie was completely done. So they had to bring in, they brought her in. They actually showed her the full movie and were like, are you interested? And she said, yeah. And then she was there. She said she was there 14 days shooting. She only shot with like Dave Bautista and I think two other people, like legitimately. And then all the other parts, she was like CGI'd in there. And Chris D'Elia was CGI, like taken out of the film. Yeah. So every, like, there's parts you can barely tell, but you'll be able to tell like she's digitally in.
Oh,
but you can't tell where Chris was taken out.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell at all. Unless it was just she was placed right there where Chris D'Elia was at.
Damn.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So, Joe, tell us why you didn't like the movie.
Yeah. And before anything, I just want everybody to know, Joe doesn't like anything.
I didn't say I didn't like it. Just said I wasn't very impressed of it.
What
did
but you weren't done at the time.
Mm-mm.
It was like 10 minutes.
I finished it last night. I finished it last night. No, I think the story's good. I mean, about the, you know, Las Vegas. There's a vault down there. He hires this team. I like that about it. But I just didn't like, I don't know, I didn't get invested in the characters that much. Because usually, like, in movies, like zombie movies, there's, like, always, like he said it earlier, I guess you were invested in that Guzman character. I wasn't really invested in no one. Like, anyone could have died and it wouldn't have done anything to me. Like, in zombie movies, there's always, like, a one person or other person that you're like, man, I hope this person doesn't die. Like, please don't die. I didn't get that in this movie at all. And maybe that's what kind of took it away from me because I wasn't really, because I watched
emotionally
it
emotionally attached.
Yeah, I was trying to. Usually in these type of movies, there's always like a person that I get attached to, and that just didn't happen. Even when Batista got bit and he died, I was just like, I was trying to feel it. Like, come on, feel something, feel something. I couldn't feel nothing though.
Because he's not a very good actor. I'm just saying.
Maybe that's why.
I actually thought Dave did a good job. I don't think he did amazing, but I thought he actually did a good job at like, at keeping me in there, like not being convinced enough to like, okay, he's doing a good job, but he didn't give a fucking Oscar award winning performance. But again, like John Cena doesn't either, neither does The Rock, you know, like, and they're all wrestlers. Like, I feel like Dave has much more of a, hold on. I feel like Dave has a versatile type of acting compared to like The Rock and John Cena.
Hit him with the head.
Well, what I mean is like, if you cast The Rock in a role for The Rock, he's going to fucking smash it out the ballpark. Same with John Cena. And like Dave Bautista, like you've seen him on Blade Runner too, like way different character than he would play as well. And that convinced me a lot. That's why I was excited to see him on this one. But again, I agree. He didn't give like the best, but I thought it was pretty good.
It was good.
And I just, the beginning, I wish, I guess it got good towards the end. That's when I really started getting into when there was more zombies. The beginning was kind of slow for me.
The opening sequence was amazing.
Oh, with the
with the slow motion and they're like showing everybody shooting.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was literally
yeah.
amazing.
That whole time, I was thinking like they were showing like a like four like the.
Oh, like, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Like what's coming up. Yeah, and then it was like, why are they showing us all this?
Oh, got you.
Like,
yeah.
You're ruining it. Like, this is like good shit. And then, like, it was like, then it all made sense. Then it was like, oh, okay, so that
is the
did
before.
Happen. Yeah. That's not what we're about to see.
Yeah, we see like the advanced mutation now.
Yeah, because I was mad whenever I was watching that. And it was like, what the? Like, all that shit's like in the trailer. So I was thinking, like, that's like main storyline that's coming up later. But. Yeah,
and did like the main like the alpha zombies? Did they remind you of vampires a little bit? They kind of remind me like of some like the way they were screaming like real loud with that bass.
So
kind of reminded me of like vampire because there was like different zombies in there. Because there was like some slow ones and then they had the like advanced ones and shit.
So
like the two main ones
on that it was the alpha. He was the alpha, which is the leader. And from what I know is if he bites anybody, he personally. So if he were to bite you. You would turn into what he is. You would get the same.
You
like,
want
to
get back if you were gonna get bit.
But like,
you
if
wanna
he
get
bit
by
you,
him,
and then you bit Lyrical, he would just be a dumb zombie. Like, yeah, it only comes from him biting. That's why he took when they do the sacrifice, he turns that person into the alphas. But yes, they did have the little bit of the vibe, and I will say this: I did
like
watch
a little vampire vibe from them, kind of.
Well, I watched the video.
Did anybody else?
No, they gave more of not a vampire to me, but more of like advanced, not as like. Over zombie and something else. I didn't know what, though. I didn't think vampire. But I did think, like, more than a zombie.
Yeah.
But I did watch this video, and they explained a lot of, like, that movie. And one of the things they said, and if you watch right in the beginning, like, I'm talking about, like, right when they're coming out of the, they're in the army trucks, and they're carrying them out. Right when they're leaving the fence, you see two lights, which were alien spaceships. They just took off. Right in the beginning of the movie. And they take off and they're leaving Area 51. So remember they're talking and they're all like, I'm guessing it's an alien. They're like, we're probably taking something that whatever crash landed. So it's not a zombie. It's an alien that is able to like zombify people or whatever. So he's an actual alien in the movie. And then another thing that I had caught was some of the zombies were cyborgs. Like they were robots.
Yeah, their eyes were glowing, and it looked like I thought that was
shot one of them
out.
In the face.
Yeah, Guzman shot him, and then the fucking like you can see the robotic stuff inside right there.
Yeah,
and then some of the eyes too, which was another thing. Like, so basically, what they're saying is like, there's more to the movie than what there's more that Zack Snyder has planned than just this normal zombie thing. Like, it has to do with alien. Even when he took the baby out, again, spoiler, when the queen, he took the baby out, the queen. It was blue. It had this like glow to it
because
it's like an alien and whatever, you know, a human.
I completely missed that part.
Yeah. You remember when he took the baby out?
No.
And then he got mad and was
like. Well, there was like times to where like we would like pay attention to something like or something. And I just wasn't good about pausing it this time. So I'm sure there was shit that I missed that I need to watch it again. But
watch it again.
I didn't see that at all.
Yeah. If you watch it again with all these things, you'll start catching like and literally the first 2 minutes is when you'll see those two spaceships just zoom, zoom, zoom by real quick. And another thing was that they had said in the movie. So the guy who played the guy, what was his name? Omar, the black dude, the big buff dude.
Yeah, I think that was his name.
So Zack Snyder put a little Easter egg where he has the Omega sign right here on his chest in the beginning of the movie. Like when he's getting the fucking the saw out of the dirt, he has the Omega symbol, which I don't fucking know. Whatever. Like I just saw it and was like, oh, dark side Easter egg, whatever. And then Zack Snyder said that the movie starts with Alpha. Like, I don't know, somewhere like it starts with Alpha, ends with Omega. So the movie started with the Alpha, which was that zombie, and it ends with Omega, which is the black dude. He got infected. And so Zack Snyder said that the sequel, he's going to be the most powerful, whether people want to say zombie or so alien.
He's not going to be a good guy.
No, he's going to be the most evil, powerful one out of all of them. Like
Wait, you didn't finish the movie?
Yeah, I saw it at the end.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't get it though. I know he was like in the mirror looking at himself on the plane. But
because he didn't get infected like that. Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Like he got bit and like Dave Bautista got bit and he was already turning.
Yeah.
And then he got bit, fucking explosion, got out the safe, walked in fucking Nevada, got in a plane, and I'm...
See, that's something that in zombie movies or zombie shows, like, that bugs me. And I wish they would, like, have, like a stopwatch or, like, a timer to where everybody is exactly the same. Because gotcha. I didn't like, the first soldier got bit in the neck and immediately turned and came back. Mm. And then... The main character, he like got to have this whole like heartfelt moment with his daughter. Yeah, before he did.
He lasted a little bit, but also as Dave Bautista, you know, he probably a little strong and shit. You know, you never know.
But that other guy was a soldier too.
Yeah, but Dave Bautista, you know, that's why. What was the other thing I was going to tell you guys about it?
fuck y'all.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
I mean, y'all noticed that they made this group, and then all of a sudden they all know how to headshot everybody.
Yeah, I did.
Like, literally, everybody all of a sudden headshotting everybody.
I will say,
I was like, come on, man.
The one thing I will say is, I was, as much as I loved Chambers, like, first of all, sexy as fuck. First of all, second of all, bad fucking ass. She's the Mexican chick that comes with Guzman. Guzman's homegirl.
Oh, yeah.
Did you miss that whole scene where she kicks ass in the beginning? Like, right when they come into the city and they go.
Oh, the one that had the bandana.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll keep thinking of like the main one that he very first went to go recruit.
I was like, his love interest.
No, not homegirl.
Man, she got killed though.
That one I was out of nowhere. Like, oh shit! Like, damn.
Did y'all notice the aliens? The aliens too though. But the zombies, whenever they were going in, they were trying to break into the safe. Like they were going through the bars, and you saw those dead. Four bodies. And
oh, yeah.
Omar, I forgot his character name, but I don't even know if
that's his name. Said that maybe this was us before or whatever. Correct.
And so if you watch the movie in the beginning, the German, the guy who opens the safe, he goes, oh, this is a portal to another dimension. Like, he knows what this door is.
Mm-hmm.
So people are predicting that when he went into the safe and locked them in there, he, like, came out of a different dimension or went through something. Because everyone's like, how did he get out of the fucking safe? Yeah. Like, how the fuck, like, he closed it. That shit's locked. Like, how do you get out from there? So, well, again,
turn the wheel, though, don't you?
Yeah, but from inside, though? Like, how would you get out from inside?
Yeah, once but the locked, guy that locked. Pushed him in just, like, shut it.
He didn't turn the
sit
wheel.
There and, like, lock true. It back
that
up.
That is true. Okay, well, maybe there's your answer. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Hopefully they make a sequel.
Yeah,
it was good.
Elaborate. They're making a prequel. It was good. It's an animated one, which is set to come out this year. They already got it.
Oh, really?
All the people that were in it did the voices and shit. Hmm. So they're coming back. Why the fuck do you keep laughing? Because I'm mentioning Zack Snyder? Huh?
Did y'all like the way it ended, though? I mean, like, the alpha just jumped in the plane, and that's how they just kind of fought in there? I don't like that. I wish there was more of a bigger scene.
You don't
not
like
in a,
anything.
Not in, I just
I mean, how
like
would it?
You just want a tournament in that movie? Too,
you want him and Batista to like,
yeah. I wanted to wrestle him and Batista like on top of a building or something. He just jumped in there, and then I don't know. I didn't like it.
But that guy, the alpha, was like
that's the other
everywhere.
Thing.
He was like, and then he was on top of the Statue of Liberty, but he can't climb 3 cargo boxes.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to. Because that was one thing I was thinking too. I was like, they can get out. Like, they're climbing, they're getting out. I'm like, there's a reason they. Oh, and in the movie, homegirl says, she's like, this isn't a prison for them. She's like, this is their this is their kingdom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that made me feel also like they don't want to leave. Like, they're here, they're good. They don't care about nobody else. You come in here, you fuck with them. Like, they're gonna fuck you up. They don't care. Or maybe they were building a bigger army or something. But like, the coyote. Or what do they call her? They call it the coyote.
Oh, they're blonde.
Yeah.
Girl.
She had said it. She goes, this is their kingdom. So I at that point, I was like, I don't even think they want to leave. Because I thought the same thing. I was like, they can climb that shit. That shit is just 3 fucking bins right there. Like, anybody can climb that. But I'm guessing that they were just like, this is our shit. So that might be why. But I actually liked it. The ending.
You like when you jumped in the helicopter?
It wasn't an issue to me because I was like, it's keeping the story going.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. It didn't stop and go like, oh, this is whack. Like, they didn't have this moment where they like, there was no cheesy. It was just like on the moment. The only thing I will say that made me mad was that Batista was like, once he got in the plane, he was looking at his daughter for a little bit. Yeah, and I was like, get the fuck in the helicopter. He's just looking at her. And I'm like, bro. And then the zombie comes out. I was like, come on. That was the only part that made me kind of like, at least at that ending, that made me kind of mad. Because I'm like, I'm always going to jump in. And obviously that's what happened.
Also, isn't it funny that like, they're headshotting everybody, but as soon as the alpha shows up, they miss and they can't even shoot him at all.
They were hitting him in the head, but that's the only part they were hitting him at, and then it was just bouncing off the fucking man. And then I thought sitting there, I was like, just fucking shoot him in the fucking
shoot
chest.
Him in the body. Yeah, you
like, but weaken him the down. People in the beginning, whenever he was like fighting the soldiers, I mean, they were unloading like point blank, but it wasn't even doing anything.
You're
then Batista has a fucking pistol and his head blows up.
Well, let's not question that.
Can't explain to him.
I mean, let's the reason why he did that.
I don't aliens. Have a reason. Let's just not question him. All right. But I mean, overall, I actually enjoyed
it. No, it was a fun movie. I would watch it again, and I would watch a sequel if they made it.
Yeah.
A real one.
I'd say watch it again. You guys will like it more. If you watch it the second time, you'll like it more because you'll know more. You'll kind of see more things that pop up in there. But I enjoyed it a lot.
What would you rate it?
What would you give it?
I think overall after watching it again
12 out of 10.
Right.
Can you give a 12 out of 10? I'm playing. Probably an 8.5.
8.5.
Yeah, 8.5 for sure.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm surprised.
I want to give it a 10. I just don't want people to make fun of me.
Support it.
No. I definitely give it an 8.5 for sure.
You're like, I want to give it a 10, but it wasn't Justice League.
Yeah, it wasn't a cinematic masterpiece. Okay, it was great. 8.5, I think, to me is reasonable. Because well, again, some of those shots did take me off because it was too many
of those.
Yeah. I was like, come on, Snyder. Like, I want to root for you, but let's not do too many of these.
Which I can compare them because they're both zombie movies and they're both by Snyder. Which one is better, this movie or Dawn of the Dead?
Dawn of the Dead.
Thank you. Yeah. If you would have said this movie,
Dawn of the Dead to me overall was just was the movie that like changed, like reamped the zombie genre. Like it reamped it in a better direction. Like it was dying down, everybody was just doing shit. Then they reamped it, and then they started dying out again.
But there were some really good scenes in this movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
that doesn't mean that I don't like this. Whatever. Like I really, really enjoyed this movie, and I want to like this one more because there's more to come, but like overall, it's just the film in general, Dawn of the Dead, just overall from beginning to end, just knocked it out. Because that one was a legit horror. Like, that just scared
those zombies were scary. I mean, these zombies, they weren't, they were alphas, but they weren't really scary.
Like, they're like aliens and zombies. That's why.
The other zombies, man.
I agree. So what do y'all give it?
Yeah, I would give it 8 out of 10 as well. I mean, it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Entertaining.
8 out of 10.
I don't know. I'd say 7.5, 8 in that ballpark.
So 8 out of 10.
7.5. I'll go with
7.
I'll go
with
7. 7. Okay, cool. 7 out of 20.
seven out of 20. Wow.
7 out of 10.
That's like a 35. 7
out of 10. We haven't even.
You fucking shit.
It's decent. I'd try to give it another rundown. Watch it.
Watch it again.
I think I missed a lot. I didn't even see the part with the baby. That
yeah,
you're
watch
about.
It again. And watch the beginning around the aliens.
Go I don't even know what yard the zombies like. Must have missed all of that.
Yeah, you got to watch it again. Check it out.
Yeah, decent.
Well, yeah, check it out if you guys haven't seen it. But we do got our Crumbalicious cookies back.
Crumbalicious.
Yeah, obviously we're not doing reviews and shit. We're just gonna eat them. But just wanted you guys to see them.
Yeah, that actually looks real good.
Let me see.
Yeah,
it smells really good.
Ooh, I can't. As I'm editing them,
I see some pecans.
Good. And let's not. Let's just pecans. Let's just eat it, Joey.
I don't know if that the camera's not looking over.
Yeah, it's right there. It's in it.
Oh, and me and Jesus are gonna go see Andrew Schultz in August. August 13, motherfucker.
I'm not really into stand-up.
Like, no,
I'm not.
I know. Say, like,
I didn't want to say it. I don't want
to. About to get jumped.
This is out. We're done. Yeah.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I'm not really into stand-up.
Are you into comedians though? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, why don't you stand up?
Like, you don't have to, like,
to me,
you don't go ahead.
To me, I don't know. To me, it's just not as funny, like, as if I'm watching them in a movie, like Kevin Hart or, like, Adam Sandler or something.
See,
like
the performances and the skits and, like, the acting part of it.
Yeah, when they're just up there, like, making jokes and stuff like that. To me, I don't know. It's just not really.
I feel my, like you my may, thing. It's maybe my you th- haven't watched the right one.
Maybe.
Because that's how I used to maybe. Feel like that, like, a while. I used to be like, I just don't know how to get into comedy stand-up. But it wasn't until I watched, I mean, at the time, at the right time was George Lopez and shit. But, like, watching them, it got me into, like, oh, you Lopez know, it's fucking funny. Stand-up. Like, it's fucking dope.
Yeah.
But I can't see why you wouldn't. Like, you, I know. You have to watch the right one.
But what comedians, stand-up. I mean, what stand-ups have you watched? Like, you said Kevin Hart. Well, you, yeah, that's not funny at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've just seen clips here and there. Like, if anything, I saw that special of. On, with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a good
one. On Netflix, I watched that.
No, he's funny, but that wasn't a good stand-up.
Okay, you're watching stand-up from actors you like. That's what you're doing. You're not watching stand-up.
I'm more of a movie person, you know that. Yeah. I mean, come on.
But I think if you saw some of the right stand-up comedians, it depends, like, how far you like, because, like, there's some that, like...
Like, people that's all they do. That's all they focus on. Like, good joke writing is, like, a good song. Mm-hmm. Like, the way that they do it, their timing, all of that matters. Like, it's, like, I don't know, it's a, like an art form.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like him. I'm not really that big on Andrew Schultz for some reason. Mm-hmm. He's just one of those.
I wasn't until Joe kept telling me about him, and I finally checked out. I checked out a clip of his comedy stand-up where he was, like, talking to a heckler about shit. And, like, just him improvising that shit, I was like, yo, this fool's hilarious. And then I went to go look at his shit, started listening to his podcast, and, like, that dude's fucking funny.
Like, I like it, but he lets it breathe too long. Like, whenever he's messing with somebody, it's like, dude, you just took up like 30 minutes of a show to just heckle somebody real quick. And it didn't even get, and it wasn't even like that great. It was, and he's,
I don't know.
But nobody's laughing harder than himself at his jokes.
Yeah, I will. He does laugh at his jokes a lot.
Yeah, I give you that.
But just being able to do that shit off the head, like, in the moment of the, when the lights are on you. Yeah. Like, I don't know, that's I couldn't do that.
I couldn't either.
But
it bugs me whenever somebody laughs at their own jokes that much.
But doesn't everybody? Oh,
but
that
I mean,
much.
You know, like, you gotta think you're funny to be funny to other people, right?
Yeah, but not funnier than the audience thinks you are.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's true.
Maybe they don't get it.
No, but him laughing at his own jokes, that is kind of annoying, though. I will agree with you on that. He does laugh at his own jokes a lot,
but he is a funny guy. I like his like, whenever he does those, like, rants and stuff, and it's, like, actually, like, written out, like, whenever he's, like,
oh, he had, that's how he got stuff. That Netflix special.
Yeah.
That's
how, like, whenever that, he does that, it's, like, man,
that's well, what Jacob's really saying. Impressive.
And there's shit Jacob's back saying. To back in there that you won't even catch.
Yeah,
it's just
he's
so
just firing
going.
Off, and it's just, like, damn, like, hang on, like, let that other one
that
sit
shit.
In. Like,
that's how he blew up, because he was already getting big, but he needed to take that extra leap, so during the quarantine, he used that. And he has, like, he admits it, too. He has, like, a few writers that help him and shit do that. And then they just come out, and he put one out, like, every week.
Yeah.
And everybody started jumping on. Like, everybody started seeing what he was doing because how good he was. And then that's how he got the Netflix deal. And he's about to record another special here pretty soon, but he won't say what if it's HBO or whatever it is. He won't say what it is yet.
Probably HBO.
I don't know. He said it's a big one, though, so.
But you should get into you got to get into the right ones.
Yeah,
like,
definitely, for sure. If you send me some, I'll check it out.
You ever seen Tom Segura?
I've never even heard of
what?
Man, that guy right there.
He's a killer. And I think you'll like him because he's a father now, and he has two kids.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the way he talks about his kids and family is fucking hilarious.
Louis C.K., I think, was one of the best at talking about his kids.
Louis was just...
Louis C.K., wow. Anthony Jeselnik, Bill Burr.
Oh, Anthony Jeselnik is fucking... He's one that... He's dark, though. Like, he's somebody you have
he'll
to really
push
be ready.
That to where you're like, damn.
Yeah,
like,
he has one-liners. He had one where he's like, I walked by a car and I saw this baby in there with the... In the car, so I rolled the window up and left. I was like, God, like this. Like, he's like, the window was down, so I rolled it up and walked away.
Okay,
did you see what he said? Did you hear him on the Tiger Belly podcast?
I heard him on there.
Did you see when he was like, if somebody tries to bump him, he'll just leave, unless it's like a big person. And like, even if he said if it was like, I think he said even if it's like Chris Rock, he was like, if he's not like working on, if he's about to have a big show, he's just working on it. Like, he'll just fucking get up and leave. He was like, that's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
He goes, I wouldn't even do that to somebody. Like,
I agree.
Just don't go bump people.
Just for the fuck of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Because I think Leslie Jones bumped him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she asked to go on for like 10 minutes, but she started doing like an hour.
Yeah.
And then they got into some type of.
He said they were cool about it, but he just
ended
off.
Up leaving. Yeah.
Yeah. He said it's just a respect thing. Like, when you go up there and you have a set, and then somebody comes up there, it's like, I'm going to do 10 in front of you. And then an hour later, you're like, bro, what the fuck, bro?
He said he has standed at doors before waiting for, like, he'll block the door off and shit. Like, yeah, oh, you can't come in. Yeah. I'm about like, to do my sick set.
About his shit. Yeah. Like, he's like, I don't hang out. I wait. He goes, I make sure nobody goes over there.
Because a lot of people do multiple spots. Like, Mark Norman is the one that, like, I never knew that side of it. But, like, any little thing that, like, goes over might make him late to his next one. Because he's got to go from that one straight to the next one. And then that's just kind of not being considerate of your time.
That's true.
Did you like him on the Tiger Belly podcast?
Yeah. I like him on everything that he's on.
I've paid attention to him a little.
You're for Mark the way I'm for Snyder then. That's what it sounds like.
He can do no wrong.
Yeah, he can do no wrong is what it feels like.
He's blowing up.
I don't know. I just like it.
Yeah, it is. Jels, we're gonna find you. Yours, Jels. I don't want to say it's Schultz, ahead. But
well, I would not like say Schultz. That that's my.
I just gave him a Snyder, critique,
but
I don't know.
I mean, I listen to his podcast every week.
I don't ever get
you
to
said you love him on everything.
Him, right?
He just said he loves him on everything.
You send his clips. So, I'm sure it's Mark. It's okay.
It's good.
I like
him. Can be your Snyder. It's okay.
Yeah, but he doesn't bring him up every podcast though.
Yeah, well,
like, hey, check this out.
Well, you don't love him as much as I love Snyder.
I have worn the shirts a couple times.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
See? Podcast.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's his Snyder.
I don't know. Right.
Well, I want to get into the Drake.
Oh, yeah, Drake. Artist of
and you're
the
a huge
decade.
Fan of Drake, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you right?
Actually, you know what? I was going to bring her a Drake CD that I thought I had.
But you threw it away.
I honestly think I did throw it away.
I like Drake.
He's like, damn, I don't want to give this away.
I like Drake.
Never mind.
Want to get a seat right here to talk?
My gosh, bro.
Okay, well.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So what happened with Drake? He won
Artist of the Decade at the, what were the awards cards? The BB?
Billboard.
Oh, Billboard. Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know.
And The Weeknd won 10 awards at that motherfucker, right?
Yeah. That's what Gabby was telling me. That 10
of those.
And Gabby was like, wouldn't Weeknd be shouldn't he have won like the Artist of the Decade instead of Drake since he won the awards? And I go, no, he's winning the awards for like the music. But I was like, Drake's done his like. Yeah. I gotta give him that. As far as a mainstream artist like that, like he's done his shit. Like that fool's been in it for a long time. He's making music. Like, and as much as like I'm not the biggest fan of Drake, like I'm not. He doesn't make bad music, you know. And he's very consistent with his shit. Like, you know, you have your fan. Look at her. She's looking at you, Lyrical.
No, be one. Why doesn't Lyrical? Because you came in today, kind of like. So why don't so you don't think he deserved it, and why is that?
I just don't. I'm curious at what the cutoff is. Like, who is he being compared to? Like how are they deciding that these are the ones that are for the past 10 years are the best that have been out?
Yeah. Okay. Well, who would you say who would want? Like, who do you think has been putting out the best?
Well, that's
music?
The thing. I don't. Y'all know I don't listen to the radio or any new artists.
So how could you?
I mean,
but no, that's related. What I'm saying. Like, I'm curious at like how do they decide? Like,
well, if it's the Billboard, that they kind of do like every genre, right? At the Billboard of music. I mean, it's not like
so
the
they're saying
awards.
That he's better than any other artist.
Well, if he's had a better 10 years.
He's better. I think they're just.
Jesus, Fed.
Damn it, Fed. First you bring us mint fucking cookies. Disgusting. I thought she was an Oreo.
Put toothpaste on
fucking,
it.
Yeah, I fucking took a. I took two bites, two big pieces, Fed. And then you dropped the board. And I'm guessing we've been recording for longer than 40 minutes, Fed. And that's been up there for like 15 minutes.
You're talking about Drake, right?
My Lyrical started bashing him. She's like, oh, everything's falling. All right.
I don't think they're saying that he was like he's the best or the best rapper or whatever. I think they're just trying to like respect everything he's done and how long he's done it.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Yeah,
and honestly, he probably deserves it. I mean, think about it. How many like they were saying how many top hits he's had? I mean, you gotta respect it. You know?
And, I mean,
you gotta give him that.
I give it to him. I wasn't mad about the award.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, me either.
I wasn't mad about it.
I'm cool with that. I mean, I didn't really know about the awards till like yesterday, but I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I guess I just listen to too much shit. To just
too much good shit.
Well, like just like a wide range of like a bunch of different stuff. So to hear that this one guy, like,
but that range,
an award.
But that range of stuff you're listening to, like, how long has it lasted? Like, how long has it been? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
people have been around for like years and years.
Yeah, but have they been on this high level this whole time?
I think it's as overall, like everybody. Because like there's artists that I listen to. Yes, maybe Nino Bless. But like not everybody listens to them.
I was going
to
say
like,
Cudi.
Yeah, but maybe Cudi, like even with Cudi, like even though I'm a diehard Kid Cudi fan, I feel like everybody listens to Cudi. Like, a lot of people don't. Cudi.
The what? You're like, it should have been Cudi.
It should have been Cudi, first of all. Let's get that out there. But again, like I don't, I'm like not, the big star is Drake. Like everybody knows Drake. Yeah. Like, I've talked to people about Cudi and they think, oh, Cudi's just whack. Cudi's this and them, but they think Drake's the biggest lyricist and the best lyricist. I'm just like,
no,
I don't agree with that. But
no.
I mean,
there's been artists that have had great 2 or 3 year runs, you know, that have like had, you know, good runs. But after that, they kind of just fell off a little bit or they go under the radar. Drake is just someone who has just.
He's still there.
Like every year.
Every time he puts something out. If he has a guest feature on a song, that song is going to go number one. And that artist is going to go up.
It's true.
It's just.
And you think it's mostly from like teenagers and like young girls?
No.
I have adults fighting with me about why Drake's better than
everyone
all these
loves
artists.
Drake. Like, I mean, just.
I'm not even lying. Shout out to Josh. But Josh, he's always telling us about how Drake's like the coldest. And I have to agree when he's like. Drake can take anybody out in this rap game right now. Yeah. And when he means rap game, he does mean like the big mainstream rap game. And he can't.
I don't know if he
can.
What do you mean by take out though?
Like as far as hits and like bars. Oh, like I honestly do think that Drake could take out a lot of these rappers who are out on the radio that all these big, like in my opinion.
Can we use a different word than take
out? In my opinion, when somebody says take out, that means that you can stand there with no beat. Like Cypher setting and out rap me.
Okay, and I am saying that, but what I am saying is that he can take out artists like Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi, Baby, Lil Baby. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're comparing Drake to being the greatest to those artists.
No, I think even to like Taylor Swift and all that, like different genres.
No, I'm talking about people saying that why Drake is better, when calling him a lyricist and why that. That's what I'm on, not the Billboard part right now.
Oh, that's what
I'm talking about, the lyricist part.
Because look. Y'all know Lil Wayne has been putting out music every year, and it's absolute garbage.
Yeah, it is.
And nobody really cares about it.
And Drake does
it every
year.
Like I said, Lil Wayne was the biggest for like how long was he? Like he had a run.
He's
dropping albums mid-2000s. Now, and nobody cares.
It's garbage.
Nobody even cares.
Music.
Yeah,
recently.
And nobody. And nobody cares.
He had like a strong 5 year run. Like I'm talking about strong.
He was the biggest
5 to 6 years.
I don't know.
I don't know, bro. Was that new?
And I've actually tried to listen to his new shit when he puts it out. Man. And he might have like a few songs on there, but it's not like you don't get excited for it. Nobody really gets excited for it anymore.
Right.
Well, when you're putting out so much music so much and every year, like nobody cares because you're doing
it. But then why do they care about Drake? Because he's doing it every year.
Yeah.
Even if it's one or two, or like you said, if it's a feature.
And the thing about Drake does too, like he doesn't do interviews and that's good. He keeps that mysterious about him. Like he doesn't do like when his album's about to come out, he doesn't go out to like the Breakfast Club and do a
like
promo.
A press run.
Yeah, he doesn't do that shit. He doesn't even do that.
He didn't need to do it.
Yeah, and he still outsells everyone.
Yeah. Like, so I think it's more just like a respect thing.
Yeah.
Like you have to respect everything he's done.
I do. I'm going to give him that. As much as like I'm not like the biggest Drake fan. Like I think some of his music is pretty good, but like I just respect him. Like he got the award. I'm like, yeah, I give him respect for that. Like from overall, the fact that I'm still talking about Drake now, and I talked about Drake in 2008. I mean, dude, and he's still making music that I'm like, oh, people are like, he's selling out stadiums, arenas. Like, all right, yeah, like, give it to him. Like, who am I to judge because I am not a fan of him?
What?
She's cheering over there.
Fed's like, this is my day, and I can't even talk.
He's an NBA, champion. I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, yeah, right now it's about just the people out. There's like no one outdoing him.
Yeah. And no, I mean, like I said, as far as like the bigger picture.
Yeah, that's definitely what I was about to say. But like, as far as like, who are you comparing him? Like,
to what?
Not like you personally, but like, who are they like cutting it off? Like, okay, well, we're going to stop it before we reach these rappers or these singers, these entertainers.
Well, but
bro, fucking Bow Wow? No, I'm playing.
A lot of people.
Not a lot.
Who?
That are still.
But I'm just saying, like.
Who's still that good or just still making music?
Who it could outdo Drake within the past time?
Nobody.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. Oh, Soulja Boy will say he will.
Yeah, he will.
You get Soulja Boy on the interview.
Drake.
Yeah,
Drake.
Soulja Boy said he started everything. He was the first rapper on YouTube, he said.
He's coming back, man.
But it's the same thing.
You didn't hear the new one?
Like, J. Cole. Kendrick Lamar and stuff like that, whenever people bring them up, like they're like the greatest. And then to me, it's like, but based off of what? Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't see it.
Well, because it's like they're
it's
taking
more like of the. It's like being in high school and only judging the most popular kids.
That's how it was.
And not going across to, you know,
all the other talented
everybody people. Else. Yeah, it's just like, okay, we're only just in this little box of 10. All these other people don't really matter. Mm-hmm. But we're just going based off of this.
And usually what happens in that situation is those people get bigger than those people, but Drake for some reason.
Yeah, like the popular kids after high school, they fall off. Mm-hmm. Like they become like the losers and shit, and then the losers become the, you know, the more popular ones,
the rich ones, the ones that you're working for and shit like that. And so yeah,
I mean, I get what you're saying. You're like, who are they all basing it off of?
Yeah, but I'm just curious. Well, I'm not saying like he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying like, yeah, I just wonder
you
like
know
how
who
they
the other people
say
are.
Like, okay, that's these are in question. The running.
Well, yeah, I think I the Billboard charts are going off of who has had the number one hits all the time, most number one hits, all number one. Yeah. Oh,
she's doing it.
I just want to pull it up.
Okay.
I hardly use this. I think that's what they're going off of. And so for that reason, and again, like, for that reason, there's a lot of artists who can't compete with Drake because of that. Like you said, like, well, where does it end? Like, how do they enter? Like, if you're in the top 100, like, 99.9% of artists that you listen to aren't going to make it in there. What they're not going to make it in the top 500 because people aren't listening to that. Majority of people are listening to Drake or listening to Taylor Swift or listening to these new artists. Like, all these people want is new shit, new artists. They don't give a fuck for these old cats except for like people who dug it and they're still sticking with them. And then they got that small base, but Drake's an artist who.
So it's just more about like hits.
This is what it is. That's what the Billboard is. I mean,
hits
like.
And like staying relevant for this long. But, you know, are you trying to just go off of like rapping ability, rapping skills?
No, because then that's a completely different discussion. Okay. Then I think
I thought
we can all agree
in there,
that he doesn't deserve
Kelly
to be
in there.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I just lay it.
But I think like even like rappers that can really rap, like if they would want Drake on a song, if Drake said, hey, be a feature on my song, they would do it. Like, I just kind of feel like you got people like Benny the Butcher, I consider a real rapper. He said, like, I think he had, like, a couple songs with Drake. And, like, I don't think anybody would ever think he would make a song with Drake because of his rapping style and shit. Yeah. And then they were saying that, yeah, I got a song with Drake coming out and shit. And who else has a song with Drake that you would never think he has a song of him? Let me see real quick. There was one more other rapper, but I can't even think of it right now.
Nino Bless?
Yes.
Just wait.
That's the only other rapper I know besides Drake.
Is that guy even making music anymore?
No, not really. He does. He does put out music, but it's not like it's all the like I said. Like he would make like 3 minute songs with just like bars that I'm like, what are you saying, bro? Illuminati, this Illuminati. You know, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't like too much of that.
That's too much of that shit, bro.
It gets
that's what that's all that Lil Wayne talks about, right?
Is he on that? I haven't heard him. I haven't heard his shit.
The same. The same to me. All his songs are the same thing about, you know, girls and more drinking shoes. And lollipops and all that kind of stuff.
Lollipops.
I mean,
I haven't heard a Lil Wayne song in a long time.
Been a good minute. A good minute.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Or just like Eminem. You put out an album last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's trying to stay relevant, I feel, but it's like.
It's hard for him to stay
relevant. Shave off the beard, man.
But yeah, I will say this. I think if Eminem came to. Even if Eminem put a drop the bad album, if he were to come on tour. He would sell out arenas.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Because of his old hits.
And I don't think Eminem's is like, I feel like Drake has to make sure that there's hits. Like, he's got a bunch of people making sure that you're making hits. You have to make hits. Like, if Drake came out and just concentrated on gritty beats with just bars, nobody wants that shit.
Yeah.
But like Eminem, I don't feel like he's trying to do that. He's just putting out music because he loves to make music and wants to show that he can still out rap rappers.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's thinking of people like Drake as a comp. Like whenever I would write, like the people that would motivate me are the people that everybody thinks is the shit.
Me.
And it's like, I can out rap that fucking guy. So then like, I'm like writing a verse like to prove to myself that I can out rap him.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm thinking of, oh, I got to be more popular. I got to make a hit. I need something for the girls to, you know, vibe to. Yeah. Like, you know, like I don't think about that shit. It's just rapping for the sake of loving to rap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that Drake doing it a lot more for, obviously, for the hits. But I mean, and going back to what Joe said, like, on, like, let's just say that Drake did music with, like, real lyricists.
But people want to hear that. I don't agree with when you said that they don't want to hear him on gritty beats and focus on rapping. Because that's all. Because Drake has been making all these albums, haven't had him singing. Everybody wants an album with him where he's just getting straight to it, rapping on good beats, like rapping on beats and just straight rapping. Because a lot of people have been saying that they don't like when Drake sings. They want to hear him just get straight to it. Like, let's see you rap a whole album. That's what people have been waiting for. But we don't think we're going to get it with this next album because it's called Certified Lover Boy. So that would be kind of weird getting us.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, they won't let him do that.
Yeah.
Well, like, and it's just more like you have to make a hit. This has got to be a hit. You need the club beat. You need this. You need this.
It does feel like that.
Like,
it feels like that more now. I would say his first two albums to me felt more like he was just doing him. Like, he's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, people like it. They do. They don't. They don't. And then after that, it started to feel more like, oh, he's trying to cater more to the hits. Like, let's make hits. Let's make hits.
All right. So Fed just texted me about the Billboard one.
All right. Let's go.
And these are people that he was compared to, or they saying they could have won also?
Yeah, because that's who,
like, who were actually in the running, or just...
I can't find anything that was in the running for it. People are just saying these
Rihanna, Lady Gaga.
So Fess said these are artists that could have won it, that she sent
Rihanna, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, definitely not. Beyonce, no. Miley, hell no.
None.
Nicki Minaj, no. Taylor Swift.
Well,
okay, last 3 years, what has Nicki Minaj, last 2 years, has Nicki Minaj done something, like, just big, big?
Yeah, she just dropped.
That's what I'm saying, though. But like,
who did?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'll give it to myself.
Yeah, like looking at that list, if that's the type of people that they're up against, then yeah, I mean, I get why Drake won.
Yeah, but you got to look like Beyonce. She's been out for so long. Rihanna.
Yeah, but she probably won Decade of the Artist of the Decade the last decade.
But what was her last, like?
I don't even know.
Beyonce?
Yeah, well, I couldn't even tell you Drake's last radio hit. I don't know anything about it.
Beyonce at all. Sorry, Beehive.
But you know, though, she's had some type of, like, relevancy for
Right? I'm not saying that she's not. I'm saying, like, yeah, I 100% respect her for all
Taylor
that she's
Swift
done.
Was
but
the nearest runner-up.
Yeah. Taylor that's Swift. What I was thinking of, too. I was like, he's that. Probably running with her.
I did see that. Just because.
So I guess this is more artist, not like just rappers.
Yeah, yeah, it was artists of the decade.
Just an artist, yeah. I can see Taylor Swift on there if it wasn't for Drake. I couldn't see Ariana Grande.
I don't know. She hasn't been in the game long enough.
And I want to say Beyonce because Beyonce's like, she's just been in the game longer that it's like, why would she win Artist of the Decade? Like, she's been here more than a decade. Like, Drake's decade just is now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why he won. That's why I agree with that shit. Like,
yeah,
he started
probably
and
have
now.
Like a bigger award later on.
A huger for yeah.
Lifetime
for a longer,
Achievement Award
there you
or
go.
Something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
But I am waiting for Rihanna to drop, though, because I don't know if y'all are big Rihanna fans. Her last album was a great album. It was called Anti. What was it called, Fed? Anti something. Right?
I don't think
Anti,
I heard
right?
It.
You like? I think you would like
oh,
it.
Oh, the with the red on the front.
Yeah,
yeah. Gabby
that was
has
a that was a good album right there. So I'm hoping.
Which would, song was?
It has a song called the main song on there. They had a few hits, but I think the main hit was called Needed Me. That's a great song. Has a song called Desperado on there. Listen to Desperado.
That's a good song. I like Rihanna though.
She makes that album's a very good album.
She did a cover too. No.
The Weeknd. Hey, The Weeknd's popping.
I would say Weeknd came out maybe popping like in 2013 is when he started popping.
I was about to say,
2012.
I don't think he's been
not like
around
that.
For...
Yeah, too bad the Super Bowl performance was...
That one wasn't
good. Nah, very good.
Nah, it was garbage.
Which one?
The
Super Bowl performance.
Oh.
I was like, he really paid out of his own pocket for this?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it was all right.
Compared to last year,
but compared to all of them, no,
I really
bad compared to all the other ones.
I really fuck with The Weeknd though, because I think at one time Drake tried to put him under him, mm-hmm. but he know his worth. He was like, I'm not gonna go under you. Like, he has like that thing where he can just
create his own.
Yeah, help. You know, yeah, hold create his own. Yeah, hold his own. Like, he doesn't need to be under Drake and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. And he's done it.
And, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I really fuck with him. I really respected him for doing that and shit.
But
yeah.
I wonder if Drake would be the type to let you outshine him.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think so, because if you see like the people he's had under him, like he's had like Party Next Door under him, and
I've never even heard.
Yeah, like he's made some decent songs, but he's not like high up there though.
That's one thing that I will give Lil Wayne is he like promoted and really pushed his artists to be like as big as they could be. He didn't look at them like oh no, you gotta, you know, stay here, here because I'm the top dog. Like he really,
all of them.
Yeah, like push them forward.
The whack ass rappers, fucking Lil Twist and them. Like he pushed all. Remember them? He pushed all of them. He had a fucking
But there was only two that actually made it though.
But that's what I'm saying though.
Yeah, I mean, but, I don't know who that is, but exactly. Like Drake and like Nicki Minaj, like they wouldn't have been shit if it wasn't for him. Pushing them forward.
Well, I feel what Wayne did is he kind of like pushed them all in like the lion's den, all of them. And he's like, whoever survives it, I'm going to push you guys. Whoever survives it is going to make it. And everybody started falling off. And you see Drake and Nicki. Tiger was up there, and then he started falling off.
Tiger.
You know?
I forgot about
it. He started coming back. He rebranded himself and was making some decent music. But now they said he has the OnlyFans now.
Oh, hey.
Like, he's doing it. You seen it, though? Oh, I thought you said that, like, you've seen it.
She subscribed.
Oh, yeah, they said he's doing, like, OnlyFans now and shit, so I don't know if he's making music anymore.
Would you subscribe if Drake had an OnlyFans fan?
Yes. Oh. Shut up.
Maybe. That's it, yeah. She just doesn't want to tell us.
I don't know, man.
Can we do the hook one real quick?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh,
because I had some people who, like, wanted to
have theirs. Right? Let's go.
Fuck your what?
Fuck editing on tomorrow, you know?
3 hours, 40 minutes.
Cut out the... What is it right now? What are we at?
It's an hour and 10 minutes.
That way, I think the first 10 minutes like were us minutes? Trying to figure shit out in the beginning. Anyways,
I think she's definitely writing it.
Fed, what are we at, Fed?
We're at 1:05.
All right. Are you talking about like most iconic hooks or just?
It could
your
be whatever.
Hooks?
It could be favorite or iconic. I don't think there's a, you know, whatever one.
Iconic one is 50 Cent in the club, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
I would say some Ja Rule ones.
Let me give my...
what y'all youngsters know about that?
Try to think.
I got 3 from Billy Badass, and I got 10 from my cousin Michael in San Antonio. I'm going to give theirs first.
Billy and Badass, first of all.
Billy Badass. Yeah, I asked him yesterday. The first one Bill said was the Hustle and Motivate, the Nipsey Hussle song. Anybody else heard that or just me?
You.
I don't think I heard
that. Okay, it's a decent one. And then he put Crossroads by Bone Thugs. What do y'all think about that one?
I like that.
That one?
Yeah.
And,
Crossroads.
And then We by Mac Miller, which I've never heard that song, but okay. I was going to try to listen to it, but I didn't have the, couldn't hear it. All right, and then let me give these two. Actually, he gave me 10 of them. This motherfucker gave me 10. Oh, see, in a lot of these, I didn't even think of it because I was trying to really think of some, like, good hooks, but it was kind of tough for me. I was like, it's kind of tough to think of.
So we're going over hooks?
Yeah, best hooks.
Best hooks.
Or, well, you know, your favorite hooks. Like,
yeah, or favorite hooks.
Yeah, it could be whatever.
Oh, the thong but he song. Named, like, that's a good hook.
That's decent.
That's a good hook. I mean, you know, it is.
He put Looney's I Got 5 on it.
That's a good
one. Which I never even thought of that one. I was like, wow, that's a good one. Little Troy, Wanna Be a Baller. Which that's another one I didn't even think of. Yeah. I was like, how did I not think of these?
Is Players Paradise in there?
Players Paradise? No.
Oh.
Gangster's Paradise.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Gangster's Paradise. Yeah.
I was thinking of Lucky.
And he put like Outkast, Elevators, Roddy Rich, Every Season. Haven't heard that song. Enjoy Badass, Hard Knock. Never heard that song either. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And he put Honorable Mentions, Lil Wayne right above it. That was a decent song. That had a decent hook. That was the, wasn't Drake on that song right above it or no?
Which one was that one?
I think so, yeah.
Who else want to fuck with Hollywood Cole?
Never heard about it.
Okay.
I've never heard
T-Pain,
of it.
Buy You a Drink.
Yeah,
I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah,
okay.
It's classic.
Yeah, those are
Drake.
Classes.
I'm on one. That is a good hook.
That's
right
a good
there.
One. I'll give him that.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. 50
How
Cent.
How does that hook go?
I'm on one. Go ahead. Fuck it.
Exactly. Like, how is that a great hook?
How did you know about it though?
That's why I'm asking. Like, how does that?
But
hook
he knew
go,
it
though?
Because though.
Yeah,
like he don't. He doesn't like any of these hooks.
No, I like it.
It just
no. Actually, I think like. If anything, I think he usually has good hooks. But come if you're going to put a good hook, it can't be 3
but
words.
Maybe it was his favorite hook, though.
What about
maybe
what
it
about,
was favorite and best hook?
What about Wiggy by SPM?
Oh, that's a great hook, actually.
That's a good one, right?
That's a good one.
Now, SPM would have a lot of
He had 50 Cent in the club, The Game, Hater or Love It, and J.I.D. working
one.
Out.
Hater or Love It.
And he said, bro,
one.
This shit was hard to make. I was up till 3 a.m. thinking.
He did more than I came
yeah,
up with.
Yeah, that was
shit.
A good one. Hey, appreciate the feedback, my dog. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
those
shout
some
out.
Good
Who
hooks.
Is it? Who
oh,
is
yeah,
it?
Michael.
Shout out, Michael.
Yeah, San Antonio. Yes, shout out, dog. Shout out. And the first hook I thought of, I like the Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z. Oh, I like that.
That's
yeah.
a good one. Or Hard Knock Life.
Oh, Hard Knock Life. That's a good one.
Yeah. 99 Problems would be another one that I think, like, I'm trying to think of, like, ones that everybody, like you have to know these.
Okay,
hooks.
What about Many Men? Many Men. Everybody has to know Many Men. Idea. Rush Death Upon Me.
Well, a lot of people don't know that one.
Yeah,
though.
I think so. Because that one was... That
I
one,
don't think I've heard that one.
God. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you weren't really, like, a big, like, 50 Cent
maybe if I, maybe
fan,
if I listened
then.
To maybe if I heard it. Man, dun,
dun, dun, dun, wish Death Upon Me.
Like, to us, okay, we just assume everybody knows SPM. But a lot of people are like, I've never heard any of his music.
Yeah,
what about that song by Big Timers?
Oh,
Real
Stay Fly?
Real Big Timers.
Oh, Big Timers
House
has
real
some
big.
Good.
Yeah, Rim
was
real big.
I was thinking of Stay Fly. Get Your Roll On.
Yeah, Get Your Roll On, too, is a great hook.
That's a good one.
I was thinking of Stay Fly.
They used
Fly.
To do hooks like this.
Remember Hootie Hoo?
Hooks were badass back in Master the day. Because they would take their time making hooks. Like, now it's just kind of like, for real, that's what it is.
What about Crank That?
Crank That? Who's the
fuck? Soulja Boy?
The fuck is that?
Look, that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you didn't like the hook, it was still catchy enough where you knew the hook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm
what about
not even
in my white tee.
In My White Tee was a good one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, people.
That was all the. But that. The song was a hook, though. Like, that's what the whole song was. In My White Tee. The whole song.
One that Christina said was First of the Month.
Oh, yeah. It's the first
like
of the month.
Like, that one,
month.
I think, is get like it, a. Like, it, oh, yeah. Like, it. That. Like, who doesn't know that one?
That was a good one.
First of the Month.
Shit. I just know Cudi ones. I like Day and Night.
Pursuit of Happiness is good.
Pursuit of Happiness. Pursuit
of Happiness. Atmosphere, Sunshine.
Oh, Let It Shine.
Yeah. That one.
Fed, give us some. Oh, Just the Dog by Big Mo. Yeah.
Nate Dogg did a lot of good hooks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
a lot of good hooks.
Damn it. Chameleon Air and Paul Wall.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's like a Texas one.
My Money.
That one on Still Tipping.
Ride and Dirty would be the one people know from Chameleon Air a lot more.
Or Turn It Up.
Turn It Up.
You know, it's a good one that a lot of people don't know about is a good hook is Playing Skills Freaks.
Freaks.
That was a good hook.
But
a lot of
that,
don't know about that one.
Yeah.
The I would world say that. Has too many freaks. What was that one? She's calling me. On
oh, yeah. Phone. Call Me. Call Me. That was a great song with Chameleon Air in it. Playing Skills were some great producers.
Bro, yeah.
Now I think they're doing like mostly Spanish music now, like working. With I think they moved to like Miami now. And they're doing like working with a bunch of like reggaeton artists and shit.
They were with Daddy Yankee not too long ago because I know they produced one of his.
Still doing
songs.
Great songs.
What about Still Tipping?
No one said that.
That one. What was it called? Chunk Up the Deuce. That was a good.
That was a good one.
Houston had a lot. That's what I'm saying. Like back in the day, everybody they took their not necessarily took the time, but they like really were like, "This is gonna be dope." Like, now it's just kind of like, yeah, just fucking whatever. Like, say whatever.
Say the
like,
same thing over and over again for 5 minutes.
I remember.
And then not even change it where you can't tell what the hook and the verse is.
I know, right?
Like, bro.
Chameleon Air before everybody. And I remember, this was on, like, a remix. I don't remember what song it was. But he was talking about how, like, Texas does everything. And then, like, pretty much at the end of his verse said, just show up your or show them your grill and pick up your cup and watch how they do the same.
What song was that?
And everybody started having grills after that. Everybody started sipping syrup after that. This was before Wayne. This was before everybody had grills.
I will say, because
what song was that?
Of Mike Jones and them, I got a grill.
Our city is big. Look at the map.
I remember the last
game. Yeah, damn it, man. I don't remember. It was like a remix that had like a bunch of people in it. And I just remember thinking like, damn, he fucking
I know exactly what
shit.
You're talking about. I just don't know what song it is now.
Yeah,
it's bugging me.
He was pretty much talking about how everybody's about to start copying Texas.
Is that the Mic Pass?
No.
That was a good one.
Not the Mic Pass.
I don't know. The one.
Man, I had to look it up. But yeah, like he called it. And I remember thinking like, damn, then all of a sudden everybody had grills.
Everybody.
And everybody was
even now they still
sipping
got
syrup. And yeah. And it was all different. Where it all originated.
Yeah. That is true. They made it big. Houston. Well, any other hooks, guys?
No.
I can't think of any more other hooks.
Yeah, I can't
think
of any.
Oh, what about, fuck, I wanted to say, fucking Fed had a, oh, that's in questions, never mind. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right, Fetus. Hit us with some questions.
Go for it.
Fed, what are you doing on your computer?
Nothing. Show us now. Turn it around. Don't exit. Just turn it around. Turn it around. Don't.
Drake's only fan.
Are you applying to a new job?
Is that a resume?
No.
For another podcast?
The Crumble?
Jake Quinn's podcast? What the shit? Oh, you're still working on that shit?
Yeah, it deleted. Questions. National disasters, Joe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the other day I was watching Geostorm on HBO Max with Gerard Butler. Has anybody seen it?
I haven't seen it. I wanted to.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Well, I won't give y'all the whole scoop on it, but obviously, you know,
I've never heard
it's
it.
About some it national disasters.
Terrible. Yeah.
I really like Gerard Butler, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I love him. So I'm not going to give y'all the whole rundown, but obviously there's a lot of national disasters that go down in there. Mm-hmm. And it just got me thinking of one good hit where we're staying at, and everything was a Category 5. Would you rather be like a tornado, a hurricane, a blizzard? What other ones are there?
Probably a blizzard. It's just what you're saying.
Probably a blizzard.
Yeah.
A blizzard?
Yeah.
Be like the day after tomorrow. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Because you're mostly stayed in, like, you can, there's a better chance of you bordering up with the blizzard. Fucking hurricane.
Oh, you're dead.
Fucking gone. Tornado.
Think back
gone.
A couple of months whenever nobody had power, nobody could get on the roads, okay, no one could terrible. Go anywhere. Imagine that times 10.
Yeah. All right, now imagine a tornado sweeping through your fucking house and it's gone and you don't have shit. Or a fucking flood coming right, in. And
imagine
now
a volcano. No,
yeah, a volcano eruption too. Of volcano eruption also. That took place in the movie. And then this movie.
So was it like better than Army of the Dead? That's what I wanted.
Nah.
I'm going to do that Batman
they're
thing.
They're probably about
you.
The same.
Be careful what comes out your mouth.
But a tornado, like if you survive, at least you can like be outside or like do something. Like a blizzard, you're fucked.
You're
going to die inside or you're going to die outside.
Yeah, but I'd rather just be like.
I mean, in a blizzard, you can try to, warm up a little bit. I don't know how much it would help, but you can.
How warm were you able to stay at your house?
Not warm
happened?
At okay, all. So it was bad.
So blizzard.
That wasn't even a blizzard.
It was
okay,
bad.
But imagine then a fucking flood coming through your house.
Yeah.
Like, would you rather that over the blizzard?
Like, have y'all seen Crawl?
Because you're
I haven't
not
seen
gonna
it.
Like,
oh, is that the alligator movie?
Yeah,
I've seen it.
We have that one. I still haven't seen this shit.
You should watch that.
Or I know it's not a hurricane, but what's the one where the fucking big ass waves
tsunami.
Go on?
Tsunami?
Yeah, that.
Man, that
I'm
kills
I'm
a lot
very
of people.
Mad you beat me to that for some reason. Like, my mind was ready to say it. And then you said,
tsunami?
Like, fucking bitch. tsunami.
I don't know. Because there were just a lot of storms in that movie. And I was like, which one do I think
I mean,
could
you're
survive?
Pretty much going to die in
you're
any
gonna
of them.
You're going to be fucked in all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, which one would you want to die from?
Yeah. The blizzard. Because at least I could survive longer.
Like, these motherfuckers were so cold. They were just freezing in midair walking and shit. That's how bad it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Damn. That's how bad it was. They were just walking and freezing in midair and shit. Yeah.
That was, like you said, like the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
That one was just like that. Where it started freezing and they had to get by fire or something so that the cold wouldn't get to them.
Oh, but what if you have a fireplace then in a blizzard? That could prolong shit. That could help.
Yeah.
You could sleep by there.
But village, you got to be very careful. Because when that snowstorm happened over here, when I was delivering, there was like 5-6 houses that were.
Really?
Done. I swear. There's still like two of them that I've passed by that they're just boarded up now.
Oh, like they caught on fire? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Because people didn't, they were just kind of like, I don't know what to do. So,
yeah. Yeah, we lost power for like
three
and a half days.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
Me too, bro. It sucked.
Power and gas. Like, there was nothing. It was terrible.
Fucking sucked.
Yeah, my sister and them listed too. They had to come over here for like a week, right, Fred?
And I had just bought groceries too because I knew we were about to go through. Because I knew we were about to go through something, but I didn't know I was gonna lose power.
Yeah.
I was just getting ready to stay in the house for a few days. So I had to throw everything out.
Damn.
Me too.
Actually, I think I tried to cook some pizza rolls and I ate them. And I was like, mm-mm. For real. I tried to eat them still, but I was like, mm-mm. These ain't it. I fucking had to throw them out. I had to empty out my whole fridge.
Should have just set it all outside.
I could have, but
that's true. Wow, that's smart.
We did that. We put a gallon of milk outside, and it literally turned to ice. So we just had to throw it away.
You're like, fuck. You gotta leave it out there for like 2 minutes only.
And they said we have to be worried about when this summer now, like they say it could get so hot where the same shit happens again. Like where it gets so hot.
Yes, I did hear that.
The fucking, shit might go off the grid again.
Donnie, my cousin hit us up about it too. She said that. I don't understand how, but she said that it's going to get so hot that we have to be careful because it could turn off all the power again and a lot of more things could happen.
In the summer?
Yeah. No, but you said that. Donnie said
but
that.
You got it from
didn't
Donnie,
you?
Though, so credit goes to her.
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel said that. It was Donnie. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Donnie, Daniel, same thing.
Same thing.
I just playing.
Goody.
Okay, well, yeah. All right, what else we got?
Question. What other question, Fetus?
Billy's questions or Hocus Pocus.
Let's go with Billy's question. Billy's question. What was Billy's?
His was, if you knew you had 24 hours to live. And it starts like the next day at 6 a.m. Like, what are you doing?
Wow. That's man. Crazy.
Like, if they said like tomorrow is your last day alive and it starts at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And you have 24 hours to live. Oh, that was a good song by Mace, right?
That's what I think of every time somebody says do something
like that. Black Rob is on there and everything.
Contact my family, probably. I mean, you'd have to, right?
Yeah. Like to go see them or just call
them? Well, just tell them, you know, like what's happening.
Hey, I'm dying.
But what else, though? Y'all like, that won't be the only thing you do. Would you vlog one last time? Would it be one of those, like, all right, guys?
I mean,
I got 5 minutes left. I would do that. Like, this is why.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Watch right. me die.
Live stream it.
You're on live? Yeah. I got a live stream.
His phone just drops.
Oh. Didn't somebody do that? I could have sworn I read that somewhere. Somebody did that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I do.
That's dark, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
About 24 hours.
That's tough.
That is hard to decide.
Would you like to, never mind. You got
Jesus
family.
Would watch every Zack Snyder film.
I would. And then die because Justice League was 4 hours.
Just fucking die at that one.
Well, this is the part.
I try to time yourself to die at like one of the most epic parts that you think of the movie.
Superman
like,
dies.
I'm going to die right when he dies.
I would die when Superman dies. Right when he. That's when I would die.
Oh, that's
I don't
tough,
know.
Though.
That's a good. Tough
I mean, obviously, yeah. Be with your family, friends, maybe like have a big party or something. I don't know. Just invite everyone over.
I would start shit with everybody.
Eat
and
your
just
last
die. And just like, and say so and so said
that'd be fucked up. Nah, if you fucking wrote a like a death note and you're blaming everybody. Like this
Damn.
this was your fault, Fed.
No, you know what?
Damn,
I would.
Fed would go through hell for the rest of her life.
I would probably do like a scavenger thing and say like there's this much money hitting somewhere, but like I wouldn't hide anything.
Nah, you will. It'll be a note that says "fuck you," something like that.
I can't believe you finished this shit. Right? I can't believe you actually
you're an idiot.
Look for this.
Yeah, be with family. As far as like other things, I don't know. Like, there's not too much. Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Because that would be hard to even accomplish or plan anything.
Yeah.
In that amount of time, that's so true. You pretty much have no choice but to just tell family, like, hey.
Everybody
want to kick it? Yeah, I'm about to die.
Or what if you don't even want to be a family? Like, you like, oh, no, I really want to go to fucking Africa or something. Like, take a flight to Africa before you die. Like, maybe that's on your bucket list.
You pull up and fucking die immediately. Yeah.
Just deliver a dead body to Africa.
For real.
Just call them. I don't know.
That's tough.
Down on a mountain.
I don't know. That's a tough one. There's a lot.
I guess everybody's answer was family.
Everybody says.
Thanks for the good question, William.
That's a tough question.
Maybe let us know ahead.
Yeah, we need to know those questions a little ahead of time.
I didn't know how we were going to be on time.
Fuck it. All right. Any other questions, Fetus?
Y'all want to talk about Hocus Pocus?
Nope, we're good. this editing is going to be a bitch for me. Let's wrap it up. All right, so thanks, Jay Quick. Thanks for coming through, man.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much.
Tell people about your YouTube. Where can they find you?
Yeah. If you want to check me out, you can check me out on Jay Quick Vlog on YouTube. I just do random vlogs, like basically, which is what I do on the weekly basis. You can check me out on Instagram and Twitter. But yeah, thank you all for having me here. This was amazing.
Well, thank you for coming through, man. Yeah. It was awesome having you on here, bro.
Oh, one more question. You said when you vlog, you edit all on your phone, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Wow. I mean, it's just simple, like Movie Maker. I mean, I'm sure if you have an iPhone, it comes on there. But yeah, I just upload it all on there, edit it all, render it, and then I just made a couple of thumbnails on my phone while I wait for it to render, and just upload to YouTube.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Damn.
That's cool.
Yeah, I used to do it through my computer, but I just felt like it took way. I felt like it took triple the time to do that than on my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's because you were using a camera or were you using your phone? Like to record?
I did use a camera, then I started using my phone, but then I have to get all the clips, upload them to my computer, edit it on my computer, render it on my computer. I can just do the whole thing on my phone.
Yeah, I just immediately have it right there.
I mean,
that is true. And it does go faster because it's compressed on your phone.
Right.
So it's going really, really faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's good, man.
they look good, though.
That was this.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Can't do it again.
Yeah, man. So check out Jay Quick on his vlogs, guys. Really dope vlogs. Yes, I'm saying. All right. But yeah, thanks for coming through, man.
Absolutely.
Again, we would love to have you again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Words, guys.
Love you.
We should all go walk around and do a vlog.
We should, right?
I want to find, like, all the shit that you find. Like, yeah. All those pictures, and it's like, where the hell do you find that? Like, I'm at Target every once in a while, and I don't see no shit like that.
Yeah, you're always like, bro, the fucking Pokemon cards are stocked. Yeah.
And I think like, he's like,
that was
he's
crazy.
He's like sneaking that shit that in.
And, for real.
That was crazy.
Dude, you always find shit that I'm like, I don't see that. What Target are you going to?
The Burleson one, yeah. But, I mean, it's crazy.
Signed like, to Michael Keaton, Batman.
It was crazy, though, because when I said, I don't know what picture you saw, but there's a picture of, like, a ton of booster packs, mm-hmm. and I took it after, like, there was, like, three guys who were just, like, looking at it, like, they couldn't believe it either, and one guy was like, oh, yeah, I came yesterday and bought, like, 40 of them. They didn't limit me.
What?
I'm like, dang, man, it's, like, 40?
Holy shit. Wait, what do you need fucking 40
for? And they obviously
for?
Is buying all those to sell.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
How much can you sell them for?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's the newest set, so I don't know.
Target is, Target took away Pokemon mm-hmm. cards, so they don't want to do it, but they're bringing it back, but they upped the price on Pokemon cards.
You're lying.
I'm not even lying.
What?
They upped it so that flippers can't get it, but then people were like, flippers are just going to sell it for more, and we're just going to have to spend more.
Yeah,
than
that's the thing.
That's crazy.
It doesn't stop flippers them. From buying them, yeah, yeah, at all. They're just like, people are going to buy them.
I didn't hear about that. That's
yeah,
crazy.
So like the $20 ones went to $30 now. Oh. Yeah.
I have been thinking about getting into, like, sports cards. Not
that, too. People good, good, buy yeah. them all up. Yeah.
I know they're
good.
Like, especially yeah. the
basketball. But I have a bunch of old basketball cards already, though.
Right now, the basketball cards, yeah. everybody's buying them.
Yeah, I have a bunch of old ones that me and my dad, my brother, that we all have. And we have some good ones, too. Yeah. Like some old Michael Jordan ones.
You should
ones,
check some out. Some of those ones are probably worth a lot of money.
Michael Jordan, good ones.
Did you ever open up Pokemon cards?
Yes.
What'd you get? Did you get anything good?
No. But thank you, though, for the nice gesture.
Well, the last two I could find, so I was like, hopefully you got something good.
No, I didn't.
But all right. Well, again, thanks. It was a good episode. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
He knows.
No, he has to tell us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the invite. Or thanks for the invite.
And there you go.
That caught me off guard. I was so confused.
Wait, like, huh?
But no one else has really said that. No. Y'all just say it together.
It's funny because no.
Yeah, the guests don't even say it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so we always fuck up. Because
like we were about to right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so we always do it. And then after we're done recording, we'll be like, oh, you know, you're supposed to say thanks for the invite. And then we say thanks for accepting our invitation. But that never happens because we always forget.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for catching it, man. We'll probably forget. But yeah, if there's any other final words before we take off, guys.
Keep commenting. Keep, liking our shit. Yeah, just keep on. Yeah.
Subscribe,
comment, subscribe.
He does, and also our Instagram followers went up.
But
it's going back down.
It keeps fluctuating from like 287 to 285.
I told you,
I don't get it.
It's because there's a lot of like fake pages, and then they start unfollowing.
Yeah,
but we keep like the real ones. But
anyway, yeah, I don't get it.
The real ones, yeah.
The real ones.
But all right, though. Yeah, thanks for coming again, Jay Quick.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
And thanks for accepting our invitation.